Tom Bracken's plan will cost an estimated $47 million. The George and Francis Ball Foundation president and Ball State trustee envisions a park that would cover a little more than four blocks of Muncie between Main and Jackson Streets. That includes the site of the former Cintas building, now called Gearbox. Bracken says his goal of downtown green space would attract people and businesses that would stimulate the local economy.
In order to properly meet the needs that I saw, a park needs to be big enough. It needs to have a certain critical mass. Only then can it serve as a magnet.
But his idea was met with primarily negative criticism from the town hall audience Tuesday night, many of whom feared attracting larger businesses would hurt the smaller ones already located in the downtown area. Muncie resident Janelle Summers works at several downtown businesses and says a park will not have the positive impact Bracken anticipates.
I get the whole green space thing. But we need more places where people can come together and facilitate culture. Because culture is what is going to keep people here in the long term, not green spaces.
Though Bracken said he does not oppose the Gearbox project slated for the space, he also called it a money pit that the city should not invest in. He thinks opposition to his park plan comes from people absorbing the media attention the Gearbox project garnered.
And so anytime you propose something that's different, you run into resistance.
Bracken also noted that he was not speaking on behalf of any of the organizations he's affiliated with, but that he does have the support of some professionals in the urban planning community. Next, Bracken says he wants a consortium of community leaders to research his idea and figure out its potential impact on the community. In Muncie, Keegan Beresford, IPR News.